10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yo, is this thing going, man? Yo, I guess it's time to get it, man. Around about podcast, that's internet radio, man. Let's go. We in it.
Pull up in a Porsche truck with the peanut butter guts. That cash, live it up. BBN, yeah, we can't be touched, baby. Yeah, yeah. Pull up in a Porsche truck with the peanut butter guts. That cash,
yeah, 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 yeah. We back with another rendition of Around the Block Podcast, man. This is episode 2, man. We got something special for today. Nah, man, let's make some fucking noise. Let's go. Yeah, 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 yeah. Man, listen, I'm happy to be back, man, for episode number 2. We got a lot of feedback for episode number 1. A lot of people liked episode number 1. Know what I mean? And it was kind of dope. So we going to talk about a lot more topics. We got a special interview today with the boy Presto, Jay Presto Presley, professional MMA fighter. Know what I mean? We going to ask him some questions and get inside his head and see exactly what's going on. Know what I mean? With the whole MMA scene. And who he fights for, and exactly what he's doing is, like I said, it's all for the culture. Know what I mean? So starting it off, it's March, and it's March 3rd, Women's Health and History Month, and that's big. Know what I mean? We definitely gonna make some noise for that, man. Let's make some noise for Women's Health and History Month, man. Let's go. And I think that's big that we should tap into like the women's health and history and know exactly what's going on with our sisters. Know what I mean? No matter your nationality, your race, your creed, your color, whatever. Know what I mean? We want to protect our sisters at any cost because these women protect us at the end of the day as men. And if we can't protect them, how are they going to protect us at the end of the day? Know what I mean? And speaking of a pioneer in the women's industry, know what I mean? Who's ready for Monet Tejada to come back? Know what I mean? Like, I mean, we seen the episode of BMF. BMF was tough, man. It was dope, you know. But we are ready for Monet Tejada to come back, man. And speaking of Monet Tejada, if anybody know Monet Tejada, that's Mary J. Blige. Know what I mean? And Mary J. Blige is a pillar to the hip hop community as far as women goes. Know what I mean? So we gonna get into a track by Mary J. Blige, Love at First Sight, featuring one of my favorite artists, a part of one of my favorite groups, Wu-Tang Clan. Know what I mean? Wu-Tang Forever. So we gonna get into it. Mary J. Blige, Love at First Sight, Around the Block Podcast / Internet Radio. Let's go.
Walk on. women feeling them. Somebody call the coroner quick. Mary is killing them. Tell them what the 411 and who came running. When clapped down 911 from shots coming. There's something for the radio guest starring MC John Blazing, the hip hop and R&B. What? Y'all thought y'all wasn't gonna see me? You can't spell Mary J. Blige without a JP. But back to the matter and the sex on the platter. She only wanna be happy and I ain't mad at her. You go, mama. Nowadays I'm more calmer. And if you take a look at my life, no more drama.
Now you know.
You're searching for a Wu-Tang pro. You find me just about everywhere the Wu-Tang go.
Now you know.
Tell me like your favorite love song. Cause my computer love is the truth.com.
Cut by Mary J. Blige, man. Love at first sight. Just wanted to tap into, nah, man, Women's Health and Awareness Month, and for the month of March, know what I mean, and setting off one of the pioneers of hip hop with Mary J. Blige, man. Like, if you look at her track record, what she done from music to television to movies, man, she's one of the greatest of all time, and she's the GOAT, or like Clarissa Shields would say, the GWOAT with a W, G-W-O-A-T, greatest woman of all time. And I dig that, man. I rocks with it. But speaking of Mary J. Blige and TV, we all know her as Monet Sahada on Ghost Power. But speaking of the Power series, 50 Cent, man, he's making bread with this series. You know what I mean? Like, if anybody knows 50, 50's an entrepreneur, and he gets to that bag. And he know how to make it by any means necessary. And with that whole Power series and what he's doing and how he keep people guessing and they keep coming back for seasons on top of seasons, man, shout out to 50 for that, man. Real rap. So let's get to a track by 50, man. Speaking of getting money in the Power series, this is a track by 50, Y'all Get Money, man. 4's 1-2-3 list featuring Diddy and Jay-Z. A bunch of money getting players too, man. So we back at it. Around the Block Podcast / Internet Radio, man. Let's get it.
We the joint's better, yeah. Forbes 1-2-3.
I get it.
You know what it is.
Yeah. I run New York.
Oh, man.
I get it.
It's the $1 billion remix, baby.
Yeah.
For real, love.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I'm hot now. Drop now. Top down. I got stare. Been around the block, pal. Imagine what I got now. The Bentley, the Ferrari. Maybe the Bugatti. Range of Maserati. I got them all. Goddamn, my money. My money. Long. I black out and break a bet on your ass like Barry Bonds. I get it. I'm down for the jokes. Line something. I'm with it. I told you I was gonna cake up. I did it. Niggas tryin' show me how to ball, man. They tryin' buy some Gucci, I'm tryin' buy them all. I ain't come to get a little bit, I'm tryin' get it all. My new bitch a cool bitch, I'm finna make a spall. Look, my watch is right, my stocks is right. But don't be shot tonight, you be shot tonight. Still gutter like a motherfucker. Chipped up, don't be surprised when I rip up. You slip up, you can get it.
I get it. Yeah. I run New York.
A lot of money on this record, man.
I get it.
I like being around money, man.
I get it.
Old street, a hallway, baby. Yeah. You know my motherfucking name.
I own New York.
Low nose, but Diddy did it. Yeah. Cars, jewelry, and big homes, yeah, Diddy did it. Yeah. Shootouts, coastal beefs, yeah, Diddy did it. But my lawyer's so good that Diddy got acquitted. I had J Lopez out in San Lopez while you was riding around in Miami on moped.
Yeah.
Oh, you just got here? I've been doing this shit for over 10 years. I am chillin', it's Sean John Denham. Nigga, I don't walk nowhere, I'm poor willing. Champagne spillin', chillin', no ceiling. Spillin' a quarter million, billin', ice grillin'. Hit the avenue, earthquake up the mall. Give Jacob a call, then make a withdrawal. Face on the Forbes in 94, I did it.
For the record,
I'm a bad boy, now let's get it. Come on.
I get it. I get it. Yeah, yeah, I run New York, I get it, you're talking my language now, baby, I get it. Yeah. I run New York.
The pounds, the pesos, the yen.
Yeah.
Celebrating, I'm fresh out the pen.
Yeah.
And I'm a hustler, I'm back at it again.
I'm
bad at it, I don't play or pretend. Fuck what I'm
saying. I'm a hustler, baby. Can't escape my past. When I flip Rockaway, I told him, give me money, cash. Yeah. Checks might bounce. Alphabet boys might check my account. Still hustling, baby. Hurry up, kill me. I'm all ready to go. Next stop is the Billy. Young Turbo, 6B, 911, I'm revving, I'm trying not to spill my Merlot. When my girl go on world tour, ladies, I'm back on the street like I'm out on the furlough. I'm back clubbing, Ace of Spade bubbling, drinking from the bottle, who the fuck need a bucket? I'm killing the block, multiple whips, so I'm killing the roof like Michael Vick. Yeah, just call me Forbes.com, in case y'all forgot, New York is still mine. I get it.
I get it.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You're talking my language now, baby. I wouldn't want to be outside of the bubble on this one.
Getting that bread, getting to that bag. That was a cut by 50 Cent, man. I Get Money, the Forbes 1-2-3 list with Hov and Diddy on it, man. That track was crazy. Listen, anytime I feel like I'm getting to a bag, man, and I really want to get it, then that's what it's going to be at the end of the day, man. Real shit. You know what I mean? So, speaking of the money, you know what? What would these chickens do for some bread? It's getting nice outside, so you know sundress season is coming. So you better watch the scallywags out there, or you're gonna lose all your bread, man. It's great get dark out there for real. Know what I mean? So better stay on your pivot, man. Pay attention and know exactly what's going on with these bros. They're gonna do anything to get your money, man. And speaking of that, I seen something on the gram. You know what I mean? Dude took his side piece to an Airbnb and he didn't want a tip or something like that. You know what I mean? So the owner of the Airbnb actually sent a clip through email to his wife. Don't know how she or he got his wife's information, but she sent it and he got caught with it. You know what I mean? That was something different. Know what I mean? So, speaking of that, she ain't gonna give up the cat boy unless you spending some money. Real talk. Know what I mean? If you ain't spending no bread, you ain't getting no cut. Point blank, period. So, pick and choose wisely. Man, you better go outside and get you a wife or something. I don't know. I guess. To each his own. Know what I mean? Whatever. Well, we're going to get into a track by Blue Diamond, man, called Ain't Gonna Fuck. So, here we go. Ain't Gonna Fuck, unless she's spending money. Blue Diamond, man. Run a Block Podcast. Internet Radio. Let's go.
Ain't gon' fuck unless she's spending money. She ain't gon' fuck unless she's spending money. She ain't gon' fuck unless she spending money. She ain't gon' fuck, you want that pussy mad as hell. She ain't gon' fuck unless you spendin' money. She ain't gon' fuck unless you spendin' money. She ain't gon' fuck unless you spendin' money. She ain't gon' fuck, you want that pussy.
She got niggas buying food, niggas that get a haircut, niggas taking her out of town, taking her everywhere. Since she got homie coming through, paying up all the bills. He ain't get the pussy, she promised him still. He in the cut, spinning up, spinning, spinning, spinning his kick. Even if you putting up something for it, you gotta wait. She get it from her mama, I know she a beast. Ass everywhere, pretty face, says she got titties. When you pull up on her, better be like it's on me. It's 100 niggas trying to spend a dollar to beat. You heard like me, she throw it back and swallow the meat. Put it in and take it out, and this is swallow the skeet. But she ain't fucking. She ain't gon' fuck unless you spendin' money. She ain't gon' fuck unless you spendin' money. She ain't gon' fuck unless you spendin' money. She ain't gon' fuck, you want that pussy mad as hell. She ain't gon' fuck unless you spendin' money. She ain't gon' fuck unless you spendin' money. She ain't gon' fuck unless you spendin' money. She ain't gon' fuck, you want that pussy bad as hell.
You doing all of that just to get the cat? What you really need is swag. She be curving you, bobbing, weaving, got you looking real bad. You talking like it's love, knowing that she bought a bag. You ain't got that, and she get you for your stash. You probably only kissed a little cootie on your hands. You quick with that booty in public front of your man. Fucking was all part of her pleasure. Be a nigga like me that she's sweating for no reason. I ain't slacking, but I ain't doing nothing to beat it. It got you looking like, what he doing better than me? Reality is that I'm the hottest ICE. She ain't gon' fuck.
She ain't gon' fuck unless you spendin' money. She ain't gon' fuck unless you spendin' money. She ain't gon' fuck unless you spendin' money. She ain't gon' fuck, you want that pussy mad as hell. She ain't gon' fuck unless you spendin' money. She ain't gon' fuck unless you spendin' money. She ain't gon' fuck unless you spendin' money. She ain't gon' fuck, you want that pussy mad as hell.
That's bad as hell, ain't it? God damn, man, we jumped from 50 to making a bag to you spending the goddamn money on some cat because it's sundress season. You better get in tune, boy. You better act right. Because it ain't looking good for you out here. Nah, man. Listen, you better keep that little bit of bread in your pocket, man. Because once it's gone, it's gone. And you better get it back by any means necessary. And them Jones ain't, they gonna do whatever to get to that bag, man. And I really, really hope that you're not going out here like Willie Foo Foo. Know what I mean? Yeah, that would be a bad look. Know what I mean? But it's all about who you know and who you don't know. Know what I mean? And if you know so many people, then I guess it's over. So we're going to go into a track by Drake, man, called Over, of his old album, Thank Me Later. Know what I mean? This is Around the Block Podcast / Internet Radio. Drake, Over. Let's get it.
Your money, your money. Yeah, yeah. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over. Alright, bottles on me. Long as someone drink it. Never drop the ball. Fuck are y'all thinking? Making sure the young money ship is never sinking. About to set it off in this bitch Jada Pinkett. I shouldn't have drove. Tell me how I'm getting home.
You too fine to be laying down in bed alone. I could teach you how to speak my language, Rosetta Stone. I swear this life is like the sweetest thing I've ever known. About to go Thriller Mike Jackson on these niggas. All I need's a fucking red jacket with some zippers. Super good Smith Oak, a package of the Swishers. I did it overnight, it couldn't happen any quicker. Y'all know them, well fucking me either. But point the biggest skeptic out, I make them a believer. It wouldn't be the first time I done it, throwing hundreds when I should be throwing ones, bitch, I run it.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over.
One thing about music, when it hits you, feel no pain. And I swear I got this shit that make these bitches go insane. So they tell me that they love me, I know better than that. It's just game, it's just what comes with the fame. And I'm ready for that, I'm just saying. But I really can't complain. Everything is kosher, two thumbs up, Eva and Roper. I really can't see the end getting any closer, but I'll probably still be the man when everything is over. So I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your visine on. Y'all just do not fit the picture, turn your widescreen on. If you thinking I'ma quit before I die, dream on. Man, they treat me like a legend. Am I really this cold? I'm really too young to be feeling this old. It's about time you admit it. Who you kidding, man? Nobody's ever done it like I did it.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over. Yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over.
Yeah, man, that was Drake with Over on the Round the Block podcast last night in that radio, man, applying pressure. You know what I mean? Like, that was a crazy track when that dropped, man. And speaking of that track, man, shout out to LeBron, because that track actually featured on LeBron's documentary with him coming from St. Vincent St. Mary's High School. You know what I mean? Like, that was a crazy track. You know what I mean? And LeBron actually last night dropped 40,000 in his career. Not just being the number one scorer in the NBA, but he dropped 40,000. The first player in NBA history to drop 40,000. Man, yo, that's big. That's real big, man. Applying pressure, man. They're sticking on that subject and applying pressure. And on the topic of star shows, who remember that show P-Valley? I mean, when they dropped that 7 pounds of pressure on there, and the dance that was given on that show, the 7 pounds of pressure, was crazy, man. So we gonna get into a track by Lil Murda, aka J. Afonso Nicholas, who actually is an artist, and he's kind of dope, man. So we gonna get into 7 pounds of pressure by Lil Murda, aka J. Afonso Nicholas, on Around the Block podcast / internet radio. Let's go.
Everything about what's gonna take to kill a nigga, all you really need is 7 pounds of pressure.
They don't wanna talk about it.
They don't wanna talk about it.
Fucking pressure.
Fucking pressure.
Fucking pressure.
Watch out. Watch out. Watch out.
All the dollars in the world in bank account, they're going by to the 7 pounds of pressure.
Let's talk about motherfucking pressure, Let's talk about it.
I put a hole in a hole, motherfucking. I ain't feel shit. I'm a beast, I'm a lie. Better pray I don't empty that clip. Niggas be out here lying, talking about they killers and shit.
Little Mississippi murder, might still be blood on my shirt. Same nigga I see off in the club, same nigga gonna be in the hearse. Might catch that pussy nigga outside, put his ass in the dirt. I done seen so many niggas die, some niggas deserve it. I keep that 45 on my left side, nigga making me nervous. I got the 7 pounds of pressure, 7 pounds of motherfucking pressure. All it takes is just a second. Yeah, I got that 7 pounds of pressure, 7 pounds of pressure on the dresser. All it takes is just a second.
Everything about what it's gonna take to kill a nigga, all it really needs is 7 pounds of pressure. All the dollars in the world and thank God they're gonna mount to the 7 pounds of pressure. Everything about what it's gonna take to kill a nigga, all it really needs is 7 pounds of pressure. All the dollars in the world and thank God they're gonna mount to the 7 pounds of pressure.
Hot nigga with a cold soul, bitch, the real as it get. And I ain't running from shit. Remember, I couldn't pay rent. So I run up in your shit instead of stay on my bitch. And I ain't gon' stay on my bitch. Ready hit me a lick. Now nigga get rich. They no murder, ain't playing. About to fall out my niggas by this shit they saying. Ain't no heaven for no thug, nigga. Ain't no use to me praying. But only God can judge me, nigga. What the fuck is you saying? Yeah, I got the 7 pounds of pressure. Yeah, I got the 7 pounds of pressure. 7 pounds of motherfucking pressure. All it takes is just a section.
Everything about what it's gonna take to kill a nigga, all you really need is 7 pounds of pressure. All the dollars in the world and thank God they're gonna mount to the 7 pounds of pressure. Everything about what it's gonna take to kill a nigga, all you really need is 7 pounds of pressure. All the dollars in the world and thank God they're gonna mount to the 7 pounds of pressure.
Tell me, if you came up from the mud, they label you as a thug, selling dope and shooting slugs, washing up a nigga blood, get killed or be a killer. I'm cold-hearted and wicked, is this the life that I'm living? Fall a victim to a culture, we sinning like we supposed to. Them demons keep getting closer, a product of young vibe. Thugging ain't no retirement, knowing I'm living wrong, I'd rather be dead and gone. Now tell me, ever think about what it's gonna take to kill a nigga? All you really need is 7 pounds of pressure. All the dollars in the world in your bank account are never gonna matter to the 7 pounds of pressure.
Everything about what it's gonna take to kill a nigga, all you really need is 7 pounds of pressure. All the dollars in the world and thank God they're gonna mount to the 7 pounds of pressure. Everything about what it's gonna take to kill a nigga, all you really need is 7 pounds of pressure. All the dollars in the world and thank God they're gonna mount to the 7 pounds of pressure.
Oh my God, yo, that was crazy. 7 pounds of pressure, man. Listen, if anybody know that track, man, and you in tune with that track, you familiar with it, it's about applying pressure, man. And anything that you do in life, you know what I mean, rather you podcasting, you a radio personnel, you make music, you box, you in the NBA, NFL, you trying to get there, now I mean, you always want to apply pressure, now I mean, you always have a sense of confidence in saying that you the best at anything that you ever did. And if that confidence is not there, then you really not applying pressure, and you gotta apply pressure, now I mean. And speaking on applying pressure, yo, I got a artist that I'm gonna play on this podcast/internet radio here named Goody Goods, man. Yo, the boy is fire. When I tell you he fire, man, yo, he's crazy with the bars, and he out here applying pressure right now. I mean, I'm just waiting for him to drop something crazy. Nah, man, we need an album from the boy right here, man. So on Around the Block podcast/internet radio, we got the boy Goody Goods, man, with Knife versus Goody on Around the Block podcast/internet radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lead up to the bait, man, I'm the most slept on, it's facts. Look, not a civilian, I'm a killer every time I touch ya. Not a chameleon, I don't blend in any line, I clutch ya. Your arm staring at nobody, a guard, a yard mirror. If you're clearing in the garage, I'm clarinets. I'm one man, fuck it, I'm one band. to obstacles and a triumph with one chance. My one hand stroking the canvas with sharp acrylic from a sharper image of art whenever
this
I
what
deliver.
I'm highly unpopulated.
The game's been in the drag, too much claiming, it's sad, I feel obligated to give them more than a hand, I threw another leg in. I'm spraying off like a can of one of Michael's painting. The old Cyrus to the old pirates, one side I like an old pirate staring out of one eyelid. I won't comment on your new look, designers got them buying anything except a new book. I grew up under leaders playing you shook. Fuck, I'm showing my age, I look better on stage, check out my new look. The Lord custom with the crucifix, it's all authentic, you should use a stitch. Getting used to this new genetic. No scientists or archaeologists can find a bone marrow of me counterfeit. I co-inspire what you call the fire. The only juice you had was 88 when on the rider. These hands sharp like a pale face alone and bias, swinging just to catch a body. Nobody knew you plans for starting riots. From Beta Kappa to Made a Trapper to Made an Actor. You ain't impacting in the game with lies on faded napkins. Y'all see what's going on like a tarot card. Shit, I could run it all like a marathon. I'm Darion Kendrick with a scary arm. Barry Bonds penning when I get involved. I ain't falling for the loose gimmicks. I'm seeing dudes winning. You see through, you ain't all tenant. I should have been a part of Roots Picnic. The God Hour, yeah, the God did it. A new version with the God in it. I bet in speculations if they ask for it. Been patiently waiting, I had to fast forward. I see you got an image, I'm the flash for you. The Polaroids and these corduroys, that's facts for you. I ain't got an ego, that's my young and ego. I ain't got a speed to RA lead you. Audacity to think lyrically we equal. I drop them every time like Leona's people. Ventriloquist, I will kill a Smith. I'm the king, I can't feel a prince. Fresh Uncle Phil a bitch. Wordplay got him feeling like it. Pop another pill of shit, I'm bringing back that feel again. It's all about the image now. You just gon' mumble without the lyrics now. We just gon' rumble, but I can spin them round. It's easy money, so I'm bringing down.
Accurate scholarship and free dedicated artists would reveal a singularly important thing. Racism was and is not only a mark of ignorance, it was and is a monumental flaw.
Damn, man, the boy Goody Goods is something special, man. Let me tell you, yo, that shit is raw. That's raw talent right there, man. And he's applying pressure. Like, speaking of applying pressure, at the top of the half, man, we, like I told you, we got that interview with professional MMA fighter J. Presto Presley, man. The boy is bad, you know what I mean? He out there applying pressure right now, you know what I mean? So people out there know what it is, know what I mean? So you better get in tune with the boy, man. Speaking of what it is, man, we gonna play a track by Sticks the Bully, fresh out of New York, man. What it is, internet radio / podcasting around the block, boy. Let's get it.
Streets, sweet town, 10 years, whatever. If we go there, got work good. I don't think you won't go there. These boys since the 80s, can't be throwing streets crazy. I'm good in the hood, you niggas must be crazy. I send me a chest, just for breath. I apply pressure, just to see what's reaching out your neck. I come from a rare breed. I bet 100 hollow tips make you niggas flee, and that's word to me. Somebody better sign a petition. It's lyrically, I'm bodying all the competition. What it is, I get spears. Ain't the soul fucking with us, and that's just the way it is. What it is, we get spears. Ain't the soul fucking with us, and that's just the way it is. What it is, we get spears. Ain't the soul fucking with us, and that's just the way it is. What it is, we get spears. Ain't the soul fucking with us, and that's just the way it is. See, I come out on the beat, come out in the streets. All facts, yeah, your boy, a motherfucking beast. Beat bang, blocks with a sting of magazines. Run up in your studio and leave the spot clean. Niggas know what it bees when I step on the scene. Next to shit, the bully dig what I mean. mean. Don't get amused when I flip, or get amused when I flip. That's who niggas always on some cum shit. I play the back of the whip with two fists and a big ass right foot to hit the whole strip. Shit, it's me and you at the gun drum. 10 steps, spin your whole face on. It's gangster shit, you quiet, but the movement. Raw souls and gang shit, yeah, we keep it moving. What it is, sick as piss. Ain't it so fucking with us, and that's just the way it is. What it is, what gets pissed. Ain't it so fucking with us, and that's just the way it is. What it is, I get spins. Ain't it so fucking with us, and that's just the way it is. What it is, we get spins. Ain't it so fucking with us, and that's just the way it is.
Sugar Hill, Blue Hill Avenue in New Jack City. Y'all play a big part of my attitude. Ruthless, vicious, murderous, merciless. Interrogate me, you won't see no nervousness. I swear, bitches, sharp, it came out unscathed. But rest in peace to them because they cannot say the same. They're just a metaphor for this crazy life that I'm living. Cause when I go to the ocean, I'm not going there for swimming. I'm going to some bitches, I'm going to put you in it. The life can change with the quickness in the Virginia minute. Shout out to my niggas doing time in the Virginia prison. Hold the hood, think you getting by with the medicine pictures, okay? The track's about to die right here. You gon' think that it committed suicide right here. You gon' think that the drama couldn't survive right here. You gon' think that the Reaper had just arrived right here.
What it is, it gets pissed. Ain't it so fucking with us, and that's just the way it is. What it is, it gets pissed. Ain't it so fucking with us, and that's just the way it is. What it is, it gets pissed. Ain't it so fucking with us, and that's just the way it is. What it is, we get pissed. Ain't it so fucking with us, and that's just the way it is.
Yo, that was fire. Ew. Yo, Sticks the Bully, man. Cut it out, my boy, man. Yo, listen, we need to hear some more music from you on this podcast that's internet radio, man. Yo, if you want to hear more Sticks the Bully, man, get at me. I'll give you his at information on Instagram so you can follow him, listen to his music, listen to his whole movement. You know what I mean? But now it's time for that interview. Know what I mean, with the boy J. Presto Presley, man. We gonna get him on and we gonna talk about some things about his career, what led him to becoming an MMA fighter, his balances, everything, his training regimen, man. He's destined for greatness. He's gonna be a champion. So we gonna get the boy on right now, man. J. Presto Presley. Let's see if we can get him. Know what I mean. Run a Block Podcast / Internet Radio. Let's go. Yeah, we waiting to tap in with him. See what he got going on. Oh, here we go. There we go. We got the boy, man. Yo, we on with a Run a Block Podcast Radio / Podcast, man, with the boy J. Presto Presley, professional MMA fighter, man. Let's give it up for the boy. Let's go.
Okay, what's good, D? What's up, cuz? How you doing,
yeah,
man?
Thank you. Man, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed, man. Glad to have you on to the podcast, man. Like, we're going to touch on a lot of your success. We're going to touch on a lot of your ambition and what pushes you to be this great MMA fighter. Know what I mean? Basically, Roundabout Podcast, like you already know, with the listeners that already know, is based off the culture. Know what I mean? And I feel like he's a person that's doing this for the culture, man. I knew him for years to when he was wrestling in high school. When he was a young boy and he was out there wrestling and rumbling. Know what I mean? And now he's a professional fighter / trainer. Know what I mean? So let's just jump right into it. Know what I mean? And what really made you want to get into the MMA scene as a professional?
Well, you already know, man. We going way back playing basketball. That was our number one passion, you feel me?
Uh-huh. And one day, let's go Daiyusei.
That was back in the day, yo. That was a good time, man. You know, basketball was life back then.
Yeah, it was.
You feel me? And one and everything. So back then, that's all I knew. But I was always the smallest dude.
Uh-huh.
I was always mad small, you feel me? So I didn't weigh over 100 pounds until I was like a junior in high school. So I was playing basketball, made the team my freshman year, and then my sophomore year I ended up getting cut. And then every time you get cut, the wrestling coaches be outside in the hallways trying to recruit people that got cut from the basketball team. Yo, I'm like, because I already knew I got cut, you feel me? Because I just didn't make it, bro. I was like, not even 5 foot yet, bro. Everybody's 5'8", 5'7". I'm like 80-something pounds, you feel me? So, like, I'm doing the best I can, but you got to have some type of size on the court.
It just wasn't cut.
It just wasn't cut. So, anyways, man, they cut me, man. You know, the world came down on me. They cut me, and then the wrestling coaches came up to me. Oh, gosh, here they come. Yeah. Come wrestle. Everybody can wrestle. It's free. Everybody makes the team. You don't want to hear that. You're trying to ball.
Yeah, right?
So, long story short, man, I end up going to the coach the next day, man. I'm like, yeah, just try my, you know, they're like, but it was one dude that was always on me. A couple dudes are like, yo, you fast, man, blah, blah, blah. A couple brothers and stuff, too, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
So, they'll tell me, yo, you gotta get on the mats, man. I'm like, all right, I'll give it a try. Go out there, take the varsity spot, wrestle this dude, learn one or two moves, and just stay strong to them one, two moves, and just kept drilling those same two moves. Double leg, take down to a cradle. That's all I knew, bro, and that's just all I went, and it just got me to place and state. And then from that point, I just kept allowing that ball to roll and just flow. I started fighting in a gym locally, and then I turned professional, and here I am right here with you, my dude, on your podcast, man.
So wait a minute, you started just with one or two moves, like you didn't know anything about wrestling. You just started with these one, two moves and pushed yourself to states.
Yeah, because a lot of wrestlers like Jordan Burroughs, he's from United States, America. He won the Olympics, and his best move is just a double leg blast, bro. And that's what won him the Olympics, you know. And that's the crazy thing about it, you know. A lot of these high level athletes just focus on the basics, just that jab, that right. And yeah, it got me. I mean, I knew a couple things on the side. You gotta know how to stand up and defend a takedown and sprawl. You gotta know that. But when you really perfect your strong points, I feel is where you excel the most. You gotta work on your weak points, but you really gotta focus on, okay, like a choir. Okay, you hit this note, you hit that note. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's just how it's gonna be. No matter how hard you work, they got that note, he got that note.
Uh huh.
You feel me? And that's just how it is, bro.
And then once you join it together, that's when you make a massive force at the end of the day.
Yeah, man, that's where I'm at now, just really focusing and honing my craft on picking apart my opponent's weak points and advancing on my strong points. So that's what I'm working on today.
So at what point did you know that you wanted to take this career professionally after wrestling? I mean, as far as like it with your determination and with your training, because wrestling training is not like boxing, it's not like basketball, it's not like football. It takes a whole different mindset as far as making weight, keeping your strength and conditioning, keeping your stamina up for your next opponent, not even knowing how soon your fight's going to be or whatever. So when did you know, per se, that you wanted to take this seriously into dedicating your body and your mind to that?
Yo, that's crazy, because I bet every fighter knows that moment. And my moment was, I went to a gym, started training kickboxing there. Took me about 3 to 4 months to get my fight. Went out, ready. I'm backstage, kicking pads, looking crisp, ready to go. Go out there, fighting dude. I'm like, wow, bro. You know, I'm tagging him, but at the same time, he not giving up. So I'm getting tired, you feel me? Like, so long story short, I end up winning that fight by decision. And I go backstage, bro, and I go to the toilet, bro, and I'm just like, I threw up, bro, dry heating, because I pushed myself to get that victory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy to say, it just like, it showed me that I trained that hard, but that hard wasn't enough. And it just was like a challenge presented itself to me, and I just keep on embracing that challenge.
So when do you know that, I mean, it's never enough, because you always want more. You always want to reach that point. I know you held a couple titles. you trying to get back to that point and holding titles and everything. You know what I mean? So when do you know that you're pushing yourself over your limit to where you know how you can perform to pushing yourself to that higher expectation?
I feel like it's giving something everything 110% and not allowing any type of fear, because being an MMA fighter, you know, you're going in there and, you know, we're very spiritual, we're warriors, we're fearless, you feel me? We go in there and we let it all go, you know, and at the end of the day, that's what it's about, you know. It's about having that passion and that love for the game and always challenging yourself and always growing into an even better person, because MMA is a lifestyle for me. You feel me? It's, I'm watching TV, I'm watching tape, I'm watching footage, I'm always thinking about it, always reenacting movements, you know. So that's that passion. Once you find something, might be basketball, might be this, might be something, it just leads you down, I believe, a better path where you learn more about yourself. You start opening these more doors, you know. This led me to become a personal trainer. Now I got 6 to 8 clients. I'm teaching boxing. I have one client that lost over 30 pounds. All I'm doing is having fun, teaching these people how to box. And they got that same fire and passion that I got.
Exactly. And I actually seen that that client on Instagram. I mean, you posted up. And I want to touch on that too, but you becoming a trainer within you training yourself. Know what I mean? And I feel like that's a big move, man. That's a lot of dedication, hard work, and mental stability that you have as far as training other people, as far as training yourself. And the client that lost over 30 pounds, I'm going to be honest with you. When you put that clip up there, and I seen from where he started to where he went and how crisp his punches and his kicks was, I said, oh, man, yo, you wanted something. You definitely wanted something. You have a lot of knowledge to the game.
It's more to it. It's encouraging people and getting people to step out of their comfort zone. Because once you put them gloves on somebody, they turn into a different person.
Exactly.
He turned into a different person, and he know that. His girlfriend know that. These are two different people within 4 months, bro. You talk about an insecure, overweight, 200-plus dude, no confidence. Now he walking with a swagger. He got a clean cut. He 168. He feeling good. Glistle in his little smile now. He got a little swagger. He don't got the mushroom haircut no more. He got the little tree, you know. He just went to the Latino barbershop now. Probably switched barbershops. Yo. So now, yo, it's like not even about the money. I want the money. I need it. We all do.
Uh-huh.
We want the best. We want to provide our kids for the best. But, man, to see that, and that just references to what you were asking me. That's what built me, bro. That's what allows me to be comfortable as a man. I can walk around. I don't got to stick my chest out or be strong. Or I already know I'm built like this, bro.
Because
there is no fear. You enjoy life. Don't allow nothing to hold you back. And I relate MMA to everything. Give it all you got. Leave it all in the cage. You always going to win.
Exactly.
That's life. If you get turned down that job interview, it's okay. On to the next one. Now look at you. That's it, bro. It's that persistence. And, you know, I've been through a lot of adversities, bro. And once you see the worst side of life, bro, and you get that second chance, you really feel God told you, like, yo, this your second chance. Like, I done gave you chances on top of chances, but this right here, this is your second chance.
Take the most of it.
Take the most of it. No more plan. No more chances. That's it. And let's get busy.
And knowing you about taking chances and not having fear, like I said, I've known you, man, from when we were kids. I mean, and you always took chances. You never feared anything, really. And going back to you saying how you was the smallest dude on the basketball team, you was always the smallest in your group. Know what I mean? And you took that and you ran with it, man. And I commend you for that. And that's a part of what this podcast represents. You doing it for the culture. You not just doing it for yourself, but you doing it for others that surround yourself with good people. You know what I mean? Good atmosphere, good vibes, all that.
That's right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, really getting into it, endorsement. You know what I mean? As far as like the gyms that you fought at, how did you go about getting to these gyms and getting endorsed by them, getting shown on television, getting shown on YouTube, Facebook, all that?
Well, I just believe, man, I have faith, man. I just believe God led me down. Like, the gym that I'm training at now is the Kelly BJJ. It's a great group of people, and I actually just started training there in May, and they've grown tremendously, like,
okay, shout out to them, definitely.
And shout out to Zakelly BJJ, and you know, and you meet these good people, and they end up knowing a promoter, and then, hey, I got this guy, he's 135 pounds, he's got this many pro fights, got me on that car. Hey, man, that guy's pretty. I like that. Now I'm on March 30th fighting Johnny Cupcake Campbell. You know, check that out. I'm going to be live in effect. Follow me on Instagram, J Presto Presley, and. That's pretty much it right there, man. You find good people, and you got to have a good team. You can't just go to a gym. You know, it's like a family. You feel me? And these people, they'll find you fight. So you don't just go to a random gym. You kind of associate with these people. You know, you'll sit down and have a meal with them. So I got people finding me fights that care about my well-being.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. But also challenging, not giving me a scrub, you know?
Exactly. So as far as like with your training regimen, speak on some things as far as like your training regimen, training with being a devoted husband, with you being a devoted father. Now, I mean, how does this, some of that plays into your training and staying focused going into an upcoming fight?
There's no room for error.
Okay. Definitely.
ain't no room for error. One foot in front of the other. Don't look left. Don't look right. That's it.
You're just looking forward.
Yeah, so just like a quick day, you know, today, I woke up, went to spar, my daughter had a basketball game, boom, at 11, hit the basketball game, you know, chilling, now I'm, you know, getting some extra work done, so always being like, you gotta have, in my mind, I have family, fighting, and faith. I don't really chill with nobody, you know, I'll make it a plan to, like, do an event. Like, next week I'm going to the Basketball Hall of Fame with my boy. I always show me support for my fights, you feel me? So I'm trying to take him and his daughter, his kid or whatever, up there to watch. You know, so I make little, like, you know, you got to have time to yourself sometime. But when it's ready to grind, I stay focused for that 6 days, just straight. You know, anytime, any free time I have will be with the kids, you feel me?
Exactly. I mean, it does that give you a bigger push and a bigger motivation to go out and do what you do on the mat?
Yeah, because not only that, but I feel that, honestly, I feel like God has used me also as a vessel that I have to stay positive, and it's bigger than MMA. You know, I got to lead by example while providing them the best life, you know? And they also looking at me, I lost my last fight. Now just my daughter came to the next one and she seen me win, yo.
Exactly.
And the look that she, I honestly never seen my daughter smile the way she did that second time. And she saw daddy took that loss and he came right back. He got that bounce back. That she'll always remember.
Exactly. So what are some of the pressures as far as like having your kids come to the fight? Not just your kids, but your wife, your family as well. What are some of those pressures that you hold to want to prevail? You want to win and be successful. Now, I mean, do you hold that against yourself, or do you just go out there and just lay it all on the table and whatever happens, just happen?
Well, I know mentally that I'm prepared. I feel I will win March 30th. I will be victorious. It's just about the goal and the mission. My mission is to leave legacy behind of never give up, and also provide the best life for my family. And obviously that means getting them checks, winning those fights. Mm-hmm. If this is an option that I can use to put more food on the table and I'm good at it, then let's get it.
Exactly.
Let me sign this contract, let's get this fight rocking. Who's this? Johnny Cupcakes Campbell? Oh, March 30th? Okay, let's get it. Exactly. I'm going to put work on him, and I'm going to get this win. I'm going to get that check, and it's now on to the next one. All I know is I'm getting more, and I'm moving forward.
Exactly. So at the end of the day, it's like, listen, bro, I respect your hustle, I respect your grind, but it's rather you and me at the end of the day. So,
yeah,
what you going to do?
It's a competition, bro, just like one-on-one basketball or chess. This is warfare, you know. It's like, at the end of the day, listen, he training right now, he thinking about Jay Presley, he probably looking on my Instagram. I'm going to be in this man's mind until we touch gloves.
Exactly.
And that's the same thing with me, so you got to go in there. I've been doing this for a long time, so it's what keeps me motivated, and it keeps me hungry to know that if I don't jog home, this might not win me the fight. If I don't, you know, put this extra round in, that keeps you that hunger, you know? Yeah. And to go in there and to conquer, you know, that fear on the other side, you didn't allow hold you back, you feel me? You conquer it. It's amazing, man, what we can accomplish if we don't allow fear or our insecurities or wherever it may be hold us back. It's a beautiful thing. My last fight, winning that was amazing, because taking that loss, man, training for you know, that amount of time, and then taking that loss and then getting this win was amazing. Just as a man, I needed that.
Exactly. And I watched that last fight. Man, listen, once you got that takedown, you got them hammer fists going, I said, God damn it, that's my boy. Get the boy work. Give him work.
Yeah, they're not ready for that. The podcast ain't ready for that, man.
No, they definitely is ready for it. Nah, man. Listen, if any of y'all out there think y'all want to jump on the boy, I got somebody for you.
DeAndre backyard brawling.
Come on now, let's get it. We can make that happen.
First, fighting, he gonna have 355 pounds. Man, you ain't tell me I ain't. Come on, man. I'm a buck.
We got you out there fighting a gorilla. We want to see how tough you really are.
Let's get it.
My man. So what? Let's speak on to you talking about you training people. Like I said, I've seen it on Instagram as well. I mean, I've seen you beginning to train people, not just adults, but you also train kids as well. Now, I mean, yeah. What got you into wanting to train people, and also what's your motivation behind it as far as like training, not just adults, but training the youth? What do you want to gain out of training the youth and bringing them up into this MMA world?
I believe there's a lot of people out there with the same desire that I have, and there's people that this can be used as a gateway to change a lot of people's lives, and I'm being a part of that, and I see that fire in people's eyes, you know, when I'm holding pads for somebody, and they look over there like, you know, people are just intrigued by it, you know. Fighting is such a you know, it's like a throwback. That's where we come from, gladiator days. You see two people outside, you driving your car, you see two people fighting in the middle of the street.
You're going to stop and watch.
And you see some dudes in the middle of the street dribbling, and they trying to go. You're like, yo, get out of the way, boy.
Uh-huh.
Yo, get out of the way. See people throwing down, you're going to stop. It's just something about seeing people go to these fights and just seeing that, man, pastors and becoming, yo.
That's crazy.
Yo, people love it, man. We have that. It's an exciting thing that you go to a basketball game, you go to a UFC fight, it make you feel some type of way, man. It's like, ah, I needed that, Catherine. Wow. That was magnificent. That's how it be. Yo, that is crazy.
And I kind of feel like, because back in the day, man, we talking early 90s, going into the 2000s, boxing was a big thing. But UFC always played the back burner. And I kind of feel like after the mid-90s, UFC kind of took, not just UFC, but MMA fighting in general, took a main stage over top of boxing. Know what I mean? Like, a lot of people feel like boxing is all politics, for real. I mean, you gotta know somebody to get into the gym or the arena that had these big fights and everything. But with the MMA fighting scene, I kind of feel like it's not so much more of politics, is your skill level, how you're performing, who you're fighting, who you're beating. Know what I mean? So speak on a little bit of that. Know what I mean? And compare the difference between the boxing scene to the MMA scene.
Well, UFC came from boxing. You know, that's the foundation of, I believe, you know, I feel like we come from boxing because that's your first instinct. If you pull up on somebody, they ain't going to hit you with a spinning back kick. They're going to try to punch you in your head. Somebody never fought a day in their life. A little 8-year-old kid swinging a punch. I done told you. Swinging a punch at you. So it came from, I believe it came from boxing, man. You know, that's where it all began. But boxing is, you know, it's just all some like celebrity, like boxing type joint. You know what I mean? Everybody just trying to cash out type thing. But UFC is more pure. It's like, wow, these dudes are really hungry. And to see it, like, I can sit here and put on ESPN Plus and watch UFC. It wasn't like that 5 years ago. UFC wasn't cool. Now it's cool.
Exactly. Everybody want to watch it.
Everybody want to watch it. It's crazy. And to be a part of it, it's like, man, I believe I'm going to be in the UFC. I believe I'm going to have a UFC debut. Hopefully next year or before, like Dana White Contender Series or something, because it would be an honor to be a part of the biggest organization, because the UFC is, they're amazing, man. To see how far the sport came from Royce Gracie and all that crazy. Exactly. Now it's like, watching NBA, like, you got, what's the NBA,
Stephen A. Smith?
Stephen A. Smith, yeah. He be on UFC. Y'all got Stephen A. Smith talking about UFC now?
Exactly.
Come on, man. You got Stephen A. Smith in his living room right now watching UFC fight.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's really becoming a part of the culture. Now, I mean, you got other sports commentators. You got other sports watching. You guys do what y'all do out there in that octagon. Now, I mean, and that has to be a big inspiration for y'all as well to want to train and go harder and pick up these fights and all that. Know what I mean? And listen, me personally, from over here at a Roundabout Podcast/Internet Radio, man, I commend you for that. Know what I mean? Because it's a lot of hard work and dedication behind it. Know what I mean? Like, I tried to box a while ago. Know what I mean? And it went pretty good. The trainer, yo, shout out to Don Nelson, man. I don't know what Don Nelson is doing right now, but Don Nelson was a trainer out in Pleasantville, New Jersey.
Okay.
I mean, at the Pleasantville rep. And he actually seen me fight one day. It's like, listen, if you can fight out here, you can fight in the ring. And to be honest with you, when I was fighting out on the street, when he seen me, it was an okay fight. I wasn't doing too good, but I held my own.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you can fight on the street, you can fight in the ring. And me at that time being cocky, I'm like, yeah, man, you know what? I get in the ring, man. I'll do whatever. I fought this boy named String Bean. My first time sparring at Pleasantville Rec, String Bean knocked my ass out.
Oh, man. No.
I thought I knew what I was doing. He knocked my ass out.
Damn.
I'm like,
He was trained, though.
Yeah, he was trained. He was going to the semis.
I was sparring a boxer today, man. Boxers, man.
They something different.
I'm telling you, they'll hit you with something. A boxer? Will hit you with something mean, boy. Skinny String Bean.
Yeah, that was the boy's name. Boy name was String Bean.
I sparred a skinny Spanish dude one time, but he hit me so hard, man. I thought somebody else hit me. I'm like, and that was the day I was like, wow, it doesn't matter how big you are in this sport. Because the way he whipped his punch and the way he timed it as I was going into it, the impact, it didn't knock me out, but it hit me hard, bro. Yeah. I was like, wow. This is for real? This is who I'm fighting right now?
Yeah, this is crazy. Trying to change the defense up.
Yeah, boxing's no joke, man. Boxing's a tough sport.
So
why today I was just sparring boxing today. That's it. All boxing.
So, speaking on boxers going into the MMA scene, we just recently seen Clarissa Shields. I think she just had her second fight. Her second fight as an MMA fighter. Know what I mean? And me personally, I feel like standing up, boxing-wise, She has it all day. But the last fight that I seen, once she got on that ground, she kind of struggled a little bit. Yeah. Know what I mean? But once she got back on her feet, it was a clear victory. Know what I mean? So, touching on as far as, like, boxers getting into the MMA scene, like, how do you honestly feel about that?
MMA fighter can learn boxing, but it takes a strong foundation to build a good grappling game. You know, it takes a long time for somebody to learn a sprawl, to learn how to escape from a full mount, to learn how to shrimp, to get your hips out. All them small little details in BJJ, you cannot learn within a year, but you can learn boxing in a year.
Okay.
You feel me? Because that's what I believe, that's what we come from. That's a natural thing. But BJJ, it's such a beautiful art, and there's so many levels and steps to it. It's going to be almost impossible for someone, a boxer, to just come over to UFC and to just dominate somebody like Charles Oliveira or like Dustin Poirier. Like, like takedowns and grappling is a whole another beast, man. There's some people out there that are vicious, bro. Like, their techniques is crazy, and it's going to take a long time to learn those techniques. You can't just learn that within a year. But I would say Clarissa Shields, she's really good. Her hands very powerful, good feints, good slips, just mean. And she's got a good sprawl. She looked really good in her last fight. Really good in her last fight. But I don't know how long she's been training BJJ, but if you can just learn a sprawl, you know, you might be able to keep a fight standing, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But if that BJJ person gets you down and you like a white belt grappling level, you done. You a fish out of water.
Yeah.
You a fish. If you can't go to a grappling tournament as a boxer and hold your own, you ain't going to survive in an MMA fight. Because there's so much elements in an MMA fight. You know, boxing, it's also challenging because you're limited so many other moves, so you're just focusing on your boxing. But MMA is like pure, bro. I mean, it's like they said when it started, UFC is as real as it gets.
Exactly.
As real as it gets. And it's legal. Ain't nobody going to jail.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody getting arrested here. You're safe. We're going to give you a check, and you're going to go home. As real as it gets.
You can bust somebody's head smooth over with a smile on your face.
Oh, it's crazy, bro.
It's crazy. It's like a rush.
Yeah, man, but I guess I love it. I guess, you know, sometimes I'm like, damn, I like this shit. But now I'm like, damn, how do I not like it, you know? It's like, I love it, bro.
And that just shows you your discipline behind it as well. Know what I mean? Because anything that you do in life, man, like I said, no matter what you're doing, you have to show discipline. Know what I mean? And the way that you carry yourself and your poise, man, that you show that discipline, you have destined for greatness for you to be a champion. Know what I mean? So what are some things that you can kind of give to the younger generation that wants to come up in MMA, fighting, mixed martial arts, all that?
I believe mixed martial arts is going to teach you discipline. If you want to build it as a career, that's a beautiful thing as well. But learning the art will take you a long way in whatever you choose to do in your life. Mm-hmm. It will give you a foundation, a structure of discipline, confidence, and persistence in whatever you do. Because you done already been in there. You done already been tested. Because when you go in that cage, you get taken down, you're like, dang, I got to dig deep. Or he gonna knock me the fuck out.
Nah, real shit.
Hey, sometimes it's up to you. You feel me? You know, sometimes, because in there, it's just mental warfare, bro. You're just in there communicating. You in shape, I'm in shape. You got good strikes, I got good strikes. But sometimes, just breaking that person down, you can just see it in their eyes. They
tired. They ain't got it no more.
Yeah, they're not really tired. They're just, you got them beat. You just know it's a matter of time. You know what I mean? It's like y'all in there communicating with each other. We don't see that, but I feel that when I'm in there. You're like, okay, you know I'm going to hit you with this leg kick again. I ain't going to get it now, but
it's coming.
I know that leg hurting. I'm going to get you with one more. And you know, and I'm looking at you right now, you like, yo, don't do me like, come on, my mom here. Yo, accept this. I'm trying to get my check. You know that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be doing me the same thing. You'd be kicking my shit too.
You won't eat all this.
Would have split me open real quick. That's just what it is, man. That's crazy.
Hey, yo, that's crazy. That's crazy to get an idea on the inside of a professional MMA fighter. Because to be honest with you, out on the street, you gonna think the same thing. Like, yo, I'm great. Rumble this nigga. Yo, listen, bro. We gonna have to. Nigga, it's me and you. Like, what you gonna do? Nah, I mean, you gonna feel all this. But then when you get in the ring, you like, oh yeah, bro, I got you. Listen, I'm great. Put you in some shit you can't get out.
Yep. And sometimes I might get rocked, and he knows I'm rocked, and I'm going. He knows that I'm desperately trying to get a takedown, so I can't go for that takedown because he know. You feel me? And sometimes, you know what I mean, you might fall short. One time I got rocked, and I took him down, and I got tapped out after that. You know what I mean? Because I didn't want to get rocked again.
So how can you get yourself out of that situation? I mean, as far as like when you get robbed, you get dazed, they hit you with some shit, they got you down on the mat. How can you mentally prepare yourself to get out of that situation, or is there no way that you can think about it?
You just gotta flow with it. You can't allow it to control you. Just accept it. You know what I mean? Like, accept it. If you get cracked, or if you hit me with a crossover and I fell and you made a basket, okay, get back up. You're going to get your get back.
Yeah, we'll see with a crossover. I'm going to try to do it again.
Oh, man.
I'm going to try to go back at it. Like, yo, I broke you down with this cross in between left, right. Oh, my God. Hey, let me do it again to see if you fall for it again. And if you fall for it again, then shame on you.
Yeah, man, but at the end of the day, I just feel like I'm the aggressor. I'm the winner. Like, even this opponent, I feel like I'm going to be hitting him with a bunch of jabs. I'm going to be moving way too much for him, and I'm just going to fucking annoy him, bro. I'm just going to literally annoy him with just movement and just picking him apart.
So just and basically scrambling his brainwaves, trying to get inside his head.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, that's solid. Man, that's solid. Getting into your fight interest, man, your last fight, you came out to Rick James, Mary Jane.
I'm coming out to that my next fight too, March 30th.
Hey, listen, what is the story behind Rick James, Mary Jane to you coming out to that fight? Like, what? How do you depict your music to get you hyped to get in the ring? You be like, yo, I'm getting in this ring, I'm going to bust your ass. So this is what I'm listening to bust your ass right now.
Well, to me, man, you know, I love Mary Jane, man. You know what I mean? I love me some Mary Jane. You know, I partake in that. I'm all about the whole cannabis movement. You feel me?
We in the building, baby. Let's go.
You know what I mean? I'm all about Mike Tyson's a big on that too. You feel me? So I'm with that too.
We man. All about the Tyson, baby. Let's go.
Hey.
Mike Tyson all the way.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, man. That's a beautiful thing. Like, as far as your training regimen, man, because you post pictures up on the gram too. After you train, yo, listen. I told my wife, I said, listen, my baby was as a professional MMA fighter, man. He's cut like a goddamn action figure. This nigga look like a GI Joe at the end of the day. You know what I mean? So, with your training regimen, like what? How often do you train and how hard do you go as far as your training?
I believe a lot of people, they're like, yo, man, yeah, you know what I mean? Because I'm not the oldest, I ain't the youngest. I'm 34, you feel me? So I still stay on point. I believe, because I eat clean, bro. I like to eat good food, bro. You know, like good, clean food, I feel like that keeps you on point on top of jogging and doing, you know, push-ups, calisthenics, and just mainly focus on MMA training.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and that gives you the push, man, to go out there.
I believe I have that stamina and that body structure because I've been doing it consistently for so long and never eased up. You know, it may have been 2 or 3 weeks where I was just pigging out, eating shit, but I always got back on the saddle. Always. Okay. So I was never like, I went 2 years without doing nothing, or 3 months or four. It was maybe the most, 3 weeks at the most. I've always consistently, since the day I stepped on that mat, I have always been focused, grinding, and just enjoying it.
Okay.
Because I love it. I love the art of it. And, you know, I'm going to watch that Craig Jones Invitational UFC Fight Pass, just a grappling competition at 6 o'clock and, or 9 o'clock. And that's going to be tight. Learn a couple things.
So who would you honestly mimic yourself as a fighter? No, I mean, like, your style of fight. Who would you mimic yourself as a higher professional in the UFC?
I would have to say, if me, John Jones, and Anderson Silva all lived in a foster home.
Okay, yeah. And to be honest with you, I can kind of see, I can kind of see, like, some John Jones in you. Excuse me. Yeah, I can see some. I can see John Jones in you as far as like your style of fight. You know what I mean? Like, you can stand up and fight. Once you get on the ground, you have grappling skills, and then you know how to get away from that. You know what I mean? And that, me personally, you know what I mean? Like, I just recently really became a UFC fan within like the past 6 years. You know what I mean? Like, I knew the regulars like Horace Gracie and all them. Know what I mean, from the jiu-jitsu scene, but like really watching it from the contender to fight pass to the underground, yeah, UFC and all that, bare knuckle boxing, everything. Like, I've just really got in tune with it, and to see your style of fighting is kind of unorthodox from a lot of fighters that I've seen. Know what I mean? So I see a mix of a couple different people in you. With your fighting style.
Thank you. I do believe that, because I'm just going with what I feel is best when I'm in there. You know, when I'm boxing today, I know my strong points. Uh-huh. I know my strong points. I'm more like a but I got the kicks too. Yeah. I'm well rounded, and I have great grappling for MMA. So I keep my range. I'm long. I got long reach. My reach is 75 at a 135er. You know, I mean, I'm not the biggest. I don't cut too much weight, and I'm not the smallest. So I'm a good size for my weight class.
Bro, you gotta reach it 75 at 175.
135. Yeah, it's crazy, bro. I think I have the longest arms in the entire United States of all Americans.
So what did you do? Like pull ups and just hang from the bar to get your arms long?
It's crazy. Real, somebody tried to stretch me or something.
Yeah, that's wild. To be 135, you got to reach a 75. Yeah, like, that's crazy.
I've been using that reach. I'll be popping that jab. Yeah, I've been using that reach, bro. Watch. I'm going to use that reach March 30th. I'm using that feints. I won't give away too much because he might hear the podcast, but that don't mean nothing.
Yeah, that. Listen. You're training and everything, man. That don't mean nothing at all. You could tell the boy, yo, listen, this left jab coming and he won't see it. Bow! That's your ass, huh?
Facts, bro. That's how it goes down, man. It's a beautiful game, man. And then the week of the fight, to be so disciplined and just like, just go to another place. It's like, it's just beautiful, bro. It's just a beautiful thing. It's like suffering, but it's also like gives you a sense of gratitude, because an NBA player, NFL player isn't going to cut weight. So I got to cut sugar, salt, you know what I mean? So I got to like right now I'm not eating no sugar, no none of that, no fast food. I'm eating clean. I'm eating super clean. Cutting weight is the hardest thing about fighting. That's the hardest part.
And definitely wants you to stay focused, man. Definitely wants you to stay focused. So we coming up to the end of this interview, man. I just want you to shout out your next upcoming fight. Where can you see it at? Your gym that you fight for. Anybody that you want to shout out, man, and just give your predictions for the fight. Let them know what to expect.
Okay. So hey, I want to give you a shout out. Number one, DeAndre, yo, you've been doing your thing, bro. I believe that this podcast is gonna grow. I hope a lot of people tune in, because this is a good dude right here, and he's gonna lead you guys to a very positive and prosperous path if you listen, I believe, because it'll give you that good day, that good vibe, because that's what life's all about, good energy and good vibes. I want to give a shout out to my gym, Z Team, in Fitchburg, Massachusetts, and I also want to shout out the gym that I train at, train people out of, Fitness Concepts, in Gardner, Massachusetts, and I'm competing March 30th for K's Titans. Follow me, J Presto Presley, the letter J, then Presto Presley. I believe I will TKO this man. If it's not going to be in the first, it will be in the third, because I'm just going to have to break him down a little more than what I expected. But I'm going to be well prepared if he comes in on point, and I'm training like I'm fighting Sean O'Malley. So, you know, I'm going to be well prepared. But my hand will be raised March 30th. Come check me out. You know, show some love to the podcast.
Hey, man, you heard it firsthand, man, from J. Presto Presley, man. Professional MMA fighter, man. And I want y'all to go support. His info will be in the bio. As far as if you want to follow him, I suggest that you all follow him. Man, look at his fights. He's nice. No, I mean, point blank period. There ain't no way I can beat around the bush. The boy is nice. He going to get busy. March 30th, man. I want y'all, everybody, to tune in. And saying that to say this, man, in and off the podcast, / internet radio from around the block, man. Stay grounded. Stay humble. Strive for excellence. Chase greatness, bro, man. Like, I'm proud of you, everything that you accomplished. And this is us giving you your flowers. Know what I mean? Without anybody telling you how great you are, man. You're a king at the end of the day, but
yo, thank you. Same to you, bro. I see you. You're living that family man life. You know, we doing the same thing, bro.
Yes,
I wish
sir.
You all the best. May everything come to fruition, big dog.
Yes, sir. Always love, man. Love you, man.
I love you too, baby.
All right. Have you back on.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. Man, and that's the last rendition of a Roundabout Podcast, man. I hope you really enjoyed it. Man, that was an interview that we had with J. Presto Presley, man. Professional MMA fighter. Know what I mean? I need y'all all to go check his fight out March 30th. Man, tap in. I have his information in the bio. And the boy is TTG. He on go. Know what I mean? So, ending off the podcast, we're going to go with a track from Old Eyes Low. On go, man. A Roundabout Podcast / internet radio. Let's go.
Yeah. It's the boy Old Eyes Low. You already know. So, my niggas on go. That OMG 3 shit, you dig?
Niggas, they talking about it, they said it, they did it, they got it. They moving at work every option and try to go get it. My nigga, you know ain't no stopping, my nigga, you already know. Niggas in the hood on go, all of my goons on go. When my nigga said go, hop in the wheel, move slow. When my nigga said go, let's go. Niggas, they talking about it, they said it, they did it, they got it. They moving at work every option and try to go get it. My nigga, you know ain't no stopping, my nigga, you already know. Niggas in the hood on go, all of my goons on go. When my nigga said go, hop in the wheel, move slow. When my nigga said go, let's go. Stuck in the mix, yeah, I'm stuck on the grind. These niggas be tripping. They wasting their time. I've been out here since a young boy sitting on the crate pitching off dime. I only needed what was mine. Ain't no need for tripping, nigga, wasting no time. I run up on homie with the nine, ass on my face so they can't subscribe. There be niggas out here really on a mission trying to get it, nigga. Ain't no fucking lie. Get booked and you testify. Thought you was my man, you was supposed to ride. We was out here in the mix every day to the next day to the sun arrive. There be niggas that'll come through with the case. Spread the strip up, catch a nigga by surprise. Out here, no strap, unfocused grind. Now you running at a block bullets trying to die. When you in the trap, making mad sales. Make sure you got money put up a belt. Cause you know niggas out here like to tell. When they see you coming up, they try to bring you down. It's a lot of hating niggas that be around and talk shit about niggas when they ain't around. See, when you out making moves, niggas try to stop it. In the mix, study count all of this profit. On the block where the fiends coming through, they copping. Gotta watch for the ops, cause you know they plotting. When they come through, make sure you give it up, no options. Name shook, no burner, can't even stop it. Ran off with the work and all of the profit. Same dudes you was with, all they did was watch it. Niggas, they talking about it, they said it, they did it, they got it. They moving at work every option and try to go get it. My nigga, you know ain't no stopping, my nigga, you already know. Niggas in the hood on go, all of my goons on go. When my nigga said go, hop in the wheel, move slow. When my nigga said go, let's go. Niggas
bitch, they talking about it. They said it, they did it, they got it. They moving that work every option and try to go get it. My nigga, you know ain't no stopping my nigga. You already know. Niggas in the hood on go. All of my goons on go. When my niggas said go, hop in the wheel, move slow. When my niggas said go, let's go. Back on the street where it happened at. Homies swung right back, what's it happening at? Tinted up all black, automatic at. Niggas staying on the corner like who was that? Windows came down, them niggas scattered left. Don't know what happened next, them niggas scared to death. All I know is when shit get real, it's either be a bitch or get it off your chest. You can't scream out that you won't go, but don't move out like you supposed to. There's a few niggas that be on go, that'll ride out and ain't acting. Got a tight that to see your homie and beef in the middle of the street to ride past him. This some real shit that be going on. Niggas moving night to the early morning on crime mode. And you know we starving, got robbed twice, naked and nine. Don't give a fuck about doing no time, just try to run up on me one more time. But homeboy had in his mind, he on go. He ain't playing no games, he get fucked. Ain't saying no names, stood tall in the courtroom like, no, your honor, I don't know that man. Dead time when he came home, all he really had was a money plan. Even though you be on go, you can still get caught up in a jam. You don't want to go out like Ricky with a scratch off in his fucking hand. And they like, damn, that was my fucking man. Niggas, they talking about it. They said it, they did it, they got it. They moving that work every option and try to go get it. My nigga, you know ain't no stopping my nigga. You already know. Niggas in the hood on go. All of my goons on go. When my nigga said go, hop in the wheel, move slow. When my nigga said go, let's go. Niggas, they talking about it. They said it, they did it, they got it. They moving that work every option and try to go get it. My nigga, you know ain't no stopping my nigga. You already know. Niggas in the hood on go. All of my goons on go. When my nigga said go, hop in the wheel, move slow. When my nigga said go, let's go.
Yeah, Round the Block Podcast / Under That Radio, man. It's tuned by BBMG. Tap in.